there is a spirit. Take your candle and go light your world.
Ignites a candle and makes his home. So carry your candle, run to the top.
The song tells us and challenges us to seek out the hopeless, confused, and torn, and go light our world. The story, which I heard about 11 years ago, really radically changed the way that I care for people. And so I wanted to share it with all of you today because I think it's one of the main ways to really care for another person. The person telling the story is Gregory Richards. He was a chaplain to terminally ill children in a New York hospital. And he tells one of the following experiences. One of my first patients I met was a 2-year-old attended by his father. The little boy was suffering the advanced stages of his fatal disease. And his father, who had given up every other obligation to be with his son constantly, suffered with him. The father's rage knew no bounds. A Christian convert, he had been victimized by a television preacher who, in reply to his cry for help, sent him a little form letter asking for seed offerings to work a divine miracle. The father was angry with God, and since I was God's nearest representative, the anguished parent directed his wrath at me. Every day I would literally drag myself back to that sad, sad room to face the drawn pixie-like face of the tiny patient and the bottomless cistern of the father's emotions. For most of each visit, the father would rail at me. One day he pulled back the sheet from his son's distended stomach covered with sores and screamed, "I'd like to have your God here right now. I'd push his nose into the sores of my son's stomach. Where is your God?" The father didn't want answers to his extended rhetorical questions. He needed to release pent-up emotions, to lance the infected wound of his spirit, to let the poison of his anger out so healing could begin. And the only way I could help him was by soaking up his hurts. No matter how long I listened, though, and no matter how much I soaked up his hurt, nothing seemed to help. The father's rage did not diminish, and I felt helpless and useless. Yet I continued to come. I continued to stand at the bed of this helpless child. I continued to listen to his father's angry words. As the end of my hospital assignment neared, the day came for me to say goodbye to the suffering father and son. I expected to be relieved to go, and I thought the angry father would be glad to see me gone. Instead, the father burst into tears, saying to his weak little one what a nice man I was, and how much I'd meant to them, and how they would miss me. Some months later, I learned the child died, and I was told that the father's grief, while understandably severe, was not volatile. He had apparently gotten out his worst anger in anticipation of his son's death. In this terrible tragedy, all I could do was be there and listen. One of our mission fields is right where we live every day. In that mission field, we are surrounded by people who need our care. Listen to them. Help them tell their story. Help them express their feelings. You will be giving them a wonderful gift, a healing gift. Thanks for caring. For more caregiving suggestions, please go to my website, wisdomofthewounded.com. And while you're there, please share some of your caregiving experiences and questions, and together we will be lights in God's world. Remember, wisdomofthewounded.com. Thank you. God bless.